Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35 and 36. They read, "Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison." In this chapter of faith, about faith lived out, about faith that's real, about faith that trusts God despite the circumstances, but despite what you see, and trusts in what is to be promised in the future, now we're in a phase where names are not being mentioned, and yet some examples would come to mind as the people reading this letter would have thought about 1 Kings 17 and 2 Kings chapter 4 about the women who received back their dead raised to life again. One passage in 2 Kings 4, very inspiring, a longer section from verses 17 to 37, and also 1 Kings 17, verses 17 to 24. We'll look at that one for today. What's going on here? Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." A very moving story, a very inspiring story about faith. The truth is that faith doesn't always look victorious. Elijah had to go through a difficult situation here, and so did the woman, before they understood the full power of God in their lives. It seems that Elijah himself seemed to struggle with what had happened here, and yet he didn't lose his faith. He still went to God for the solution. He questioned God in verse 20, and still yet would pray. Still prayed and still trusted God for something good to come from this situation. We don't know if Elijah had full faith that the boy would come back to life, and yet he certainly prayed for that. He had enough faith to believe that God could do it. And so he acted on what he believed, and then God brought about a miracle. It seems to me that as the writer is writing to his people, that they are in a situation where they have failed to continue to believe that God is able to work even through their weakness and their difficulties and their suffering, that they're not seeing things as the helpful disciplining of God, and that God is still able to do great things through them. They have come into a situation of somehow not really fully trusting that God is still active and can still use them. And so the writer reminds them that it is possible and that it is worth holding on to faith, and God can do miracles amongst them. Well, next time we'll go on to the next verse, verse 37. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. In iTunes, if you'd like to find us there, type mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.